The poll on Wilbur 101's castration is in, and the don't castrate option gained the most votes, 356 votes compared with 345 in favour of castration. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you missed last week, we introduced you to Wilbur, a free-range pig on Jonai Farms in central Victoria. And we're basically following him from paddock to plate. And the farmers, Tammy and Stuart Jonas, are inviting you to step into their shoes from time to time and have a say on some of the more difficult management decisions that they have to make while rearing free-range pigs. We're doing this by running non-binding online polls via Facebook. Tammy Jonas is out delivering products as we speak, but she's pulled over to join me now for an update. G'day, Tammy.
Hi, Cameron.
Now, the vote, you've seen the vote. Don't castrate came out on top, but you are still going to castrate. Why is that?
So we did consider the vote, and we, of course, like you've pointed out on the Facebook page, we noted that the vote was very much in favour of castration until some of the so-called animal welfare activists had directed other people to the site, and then it went into a discussion that was primarily about don't eat meat. And so, first of all, the poll we think was quite skewed. It wasn't actually omnivores voting, and we already know the position of people who don't think we should eat meat. But secondly, when we thought about, well, should we still follow it and then let people can see what happened down the track, we thought, no, we know best about our management decisions. And if we had chosen not to castrate this Wilbur, they're all Wilbur, if we'd chosen not to castrate him, he would actually have to be separated from the herd at about between 3 and 4 months so that he didn't exhibit the behaviours amongst the herd that the reasons why we're castrating that are detailed elsewhere.
Okay, so you've used your right, which was explicit from the beginning, to ignore the vote if you think it goes against the best interest of the animal. But has the feedback from the poll influenced your management decisions in any way?
Well, only insofar as we'd already been considering using anaesthesia, some sort of anaesthesia on the pigs for castration, even though we don't feel strongly that it's necessary, but we feel like it's a fair enough safeguard to ensure the pigs are made no more uncomfortable than they would have to be through, you know, having being sliced.
Because you quite clearly, quite strongly made the point that you believe pigs have a very high threshold to pain.
Correct. We do think so. Mm. And look, I'm still a little bit on the fence about whether or not the anaesthetic is necessary, but I'm happy to go with public sentiment of concern that where in the case of we can't prove that it doesn't hurt them a great deal. And so we're happy to add this extra layer of the anaesthetic. And the vet came out this morning, actually, to talk us through what our anaesthetic options are. And, in fact, it's an injection that has to be given into the scrotum. So they're actually back on the farm doing that while I'm doing deliveries.
Okay. So it was quite clear. There were quite a number of comments on the Facebook poll saying, why don't you just use pain relief? You've taken that on board. But is it as simple as just getting the vet out and sourcing anaesthetic and just pushing on from there?
Look, it's not just as simple as that, particularly because most people don't use any anaesthetic, so there's not a lot around to use. Also, you don't normally have a vet do your castrations, and we don't. We're already trained, and Stuart's just getting extra training to ensure, you know, best practice is being done. But no, the anaesthetic is not readily available. The one that a lot of people were recommending is, in fact, developed for the mulesing of sheep. And that's a topical, and it's actually you can't use it unless you have a license. So it's not as straightforward as it sounds.
Mm. Does it add considerable cost to the operation? Because I know you're interested in the welfare of animals, you're interested in transparency of agriculture, but you're also trying to run a commercial business here. Does it affect the viability to take this step?
Happily, no. It's not that expensive, Cameron. So I think a bottle, which is like 60 mil or something, is $8. So it's actually quite inexpensive, except that it adds that other layer of an actual injection into the animals as well. So there's also, you know, syringe and needle costs and things.
Okay.
No, it's not a prohibitive extra expense.
Yeah, but it has required Stuart being trained to do it.
Yes, to make sure he knows where to do the injection site. We're just making sure that she's happy with our castration technique as well.
The vet's happy.
Yeah, that's right. We were trained, actually, previously, but just to do another sort of refreshing to make sure everybody thinks that we're all on board with best practice.
Yeah. I want to point out, that, while I've got you, Tammy, that you alluded earlier to the some of the feedback you got from people who are involved in pro-vegan or pro-vegetarian lobby, which is a legitimate debate to have, whether or not people should be eating meat. But you've written quite extensively about that on the RN webpage today. If people want to go to the front page of RN, you can see Tammy's explanation of some of the feedback that she got and the response that her and Stuart have made due to that. Tammy, are you still committed to the project and transparency?
We are, and as I wrote there, Cameron, we won't be sent back into the dark corners of lack of transparency simply because some people on there thought it was okay to call us Neanderthals and animal abusers and other such, you know, rich terms. I think it's really important that farmers are trying to be transparent, but it's exhausting when you're being treated this way. And I know a lot of other free-range farmers who are afraid to speak so publicly because it's just... it's such a distraction and an unpleasant one to be called names and told you're horrible people when you're trying really hard to improve the country's food systems and the treatment of animals.
Okay, so you're sticking with it. We've got another management decision to make then in the next couple of weeks. What will the next decision be?
Well, the next one normally for people would be vaccination. It kind of happens at the same time in this first few weeks. We have chosen so far not to vaccinate. But we can talk more in detail about that in the next one.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll come back up to the farm soon and see how you and Stuart and the pigs are getting on, and we'll put that question out down the track. Tammy, thank you again for being part of this. I appreciate you being transparent and going through all the responses, the positive and the negatives, and giving them some thought. Thanks a lot.
Great. Thanks a lot, Cameron.
That's Tammy Jonas, who is from Jonai Farms and who is taking part in... an extended story on Bush Telegraph where we are following the farm management decisions that go into rearing a free-range pig right throughout the year. So, as I mentioned, Tammy's written extensively today on that first poll, and you can find that at the RN website, right on the front page. Pretty hard to miss.